Members of the Greek Parliament are meeting late into the night as they prepare to vote on the country's third international bailout. The Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, says he's confident he'll win support for the deal, which involves tax increases and spending cuts in return for loans of €85 billion. From Athens, Paul Adams.
After many hours of committee discussion and procedural wrangling, the Greek Parliament has finally started debating the proposed bailout. In the hours beforehand, the mood was fractious and occasionally heated. On the eve of a major Greek holiday, Athens is the last place most MPs want to be, and they know they'll receive little thanks for passing a bill which commits Greece to stricter rules, higher taxes and fewer subsidies in return for the uncertain prospect of an end to this country's economic agony.
China has sent hundreds of chemical experts to the site of two huge explosions which ripped apart an industrial complex in the port city of Tianjin. The blast at a warehouse storing toxic chemicals left more than 50 people dead and hundreds more injured. Joe Floto in Beijing says it's still not clear exactly what's at the site.
We've had reports that there might be 700 tonnes of sodium cyanide near that warehouse, and that is of course a very, very deadly compound. So in order to allay some of those fears and to get some answers, the government's brought in around 200 specialist chemical warfare soldiers, really to start assessing the area near the fire and to advise the firefighters on what to do. You can understand there's quite a lot of reticence, caution and even a little bit of fear. More than 60 are in hospital, a dozen are dead, and almost 18, I think, are still missing.
The Iraqi leadership has condemned a top American general for suggesting that the conflict in Iraq might lead to the country's breakup. General Ray Odierno said partition might be the only solution, but a spokesman for the Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, described the remarks as ignorant and irresponsible. Officials in the United States are investigating reports that the Islamic State militant group used chemical weapons against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. From Washington, Laura Bicker reports.
The United States National Security Council says they're treating the allegations very seriously. A defense official told the BBC it was plausible that mustard gas had been used against Kurdish forces in the north of Iraq. Earlier this week, Kurdish officials said 60 fighters had suffered breathing difficulties after being attacked by Islamic State militants. Mustard gas is a banned chemical weapon and can cause blisters, blindness and respiratory problems.
The Egyptian military says one of its planes has crashed near the Libyan border while on a mission against Islamist militants. A spokesman said four people were killed in the crash. World News from the BBC. The former Cuban president, Fidel Castro, has published an open letter to the nation. In it, he makes no mention of Friday's reopening of the U.S. Embassy in Havana by the American Secretary of State, John Kerry. Instead, Mr. Castro accuses the U.S. of owing Cuba millions of dollars because of the five-decade trade embargo. Doctors in Paraguay say an 11-year-old girl who gave birth after being denied an abortion is doing well. The girl's stepfather has been charged with rape. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The case caused huge controversy in Paraguay, where most people are Roman Catholic, and also across the world. The girl was only 10 years old when she got pregnant. Her stepfather, who is 42, denies any wrongdoing. He's in jail awaiting trial. United Nations human rights officials and other groups such as Amnesty International said it was inhumane to force a child to give birth, but the Paraguayan Health Ministry rejected the request for an abortion to be performed. It ruled there was no risk for the mother.
Scientists have been analysing data produced by a spacecraft which has, for the first time, followed a comet at its closest point to the sun. The European Space Agency said the Rosetta craft had achieved a fantastic milestone after travelling alongside the comet for 750 million kilometres. The United States has handed a stolen Picasso painting to French officials 9 months after it was found in a package labelled as a handicraft worth about $30. The painting called La Coiffeuse, or The Hairdresser, is valued at $15 million. New genetic tests have confirmed that the former American president, Warren G. Harding, fathered an illegitimate child while in office in the 1920s. His mistress, Nan Britton, had been publicly vilified after making the claim in a best-selling book shortly after his death. Relatives of the former president sought out descendants of the daughter for DNA tests, which have proved the link. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 coconet.com。